So let us get into that space again, which is so easy to get into. The room is just filled with all of this energy. On that scale, we went from love to joy to peace. And peace, let's now go beyond the peace, the love, joy and peace. So I invite you to close your eyes so that you can have this experience internalized for you. For when we are not here, we are able to hear without ears and see without eyes. For our existence, our presence, our oneness, our connection to the divine, to the creator, is free of this physical vessel that reduces our multidimensional beingness into a vehicle that operates within three dimensions. And so as we close our eyes and reconnect with the I am presence that's within, we allow the opportunity to feel, sense, or know of the presence of the other dimensions that are always around us, to connect with the guides and the angels that are always around us and within us. And so let this final message from Kryon permeate through every cell of your physical body, being that bridge, that connection between the divine you, the multidimensional you, with the 3D you, the one that is carbon-based and comes from Mother Earth, but filled with the information from the stars. And so thank you, Kryon, for being here. Thank you, Kryon, for loving us. Thank you, Kryon, for your next message to conclude our beautiful time together.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There is a larger picture here. We've discussed this in shorter channels, but not really all at once to the extent that I wish to do here now. So you'd have a better idea of how all of this might work together to create something that makes sense for you. Often the esoterics don't make sense. You hear this, you hear that. Many things are not in your reality. How do you weigh them against that which you experience every day? And so if I want to go back, I would have to go back to actually your own wind of birth. And here's what I mean. We have described this term, wind of birth, for you before. And it's literally when you take your first breath. But that's the earth way. That's the paradigm where you see it first. From the point of view of your soul, or let's say on the other side of the veil, which I will call the real side, what does it look like when you as a soul decide to come in? You have to understand, and what we would call buy off on a greater reality, one that is where you're not right now. The other side of the veil, crowded with angelic beings, knowing what's going on this planet. We knew, you knew, when you were on my side of the veil, right before you were born, all of you. It includes the young one who is here, all of you. You had the multidimensionality of knowledge of the potentials of the planet. You have a planet of free will where you can choose while you're here what's going to happen next. However, when you're in a timeless place, this is difficult, I will warn you. It's difficult for your logic. When you're in a timeless place and the future and the past and the present are all united together in some way, there is a sense of the decisions that you will make. It's not telling a future that violated your free choice. It is indeed reading the choices that you will make in the future. And so at that point in time where you would step into the human body, you had made the choice to come. But there was always that could happen at any time on the planet which would reverse that which we saw, or you saw, into that which would be the end of the world. That's the kind of free choice you have. But even back when you chose to come in, the snowball was rolling. And what I mean by that is that on so many planets that have had this scenario that I have seen and been with, there are certain attributes that always occur in a certain way as a setup. And that's the snowball that was rolling in order to get you to a shift that you would actually get through without another world war. A shift where countries would start to look at each other and decide what they really truly want. I would like to show you something in just a moment about that very thing. But every single one of you made the choice to come in anyway, even though you never really truly knew 100% that you'd make it as a human through these times. You said, I'm coming anyway. And part of that was the fact that all of the past lives that you've been through were almost like a school to get you to this place where there was the potential you would awaken. And what I mean by that is an awakening to a bigger truth. Of truth that would put you in the chairs here today listening to what I have to say. Imagine a world, again, not the one that your parents were in or your grandparents were in, that did not have a repeating history. You do understand that in an old energy, history almost always repeats. And as history moved forward and became quickened, faster, those repeats would happen more often and at a faster pace between the years of one and another. You got to see that between World War I and World War II. What you saw was a rest period where the same players decided to pick it up and keep going. That is history repeating itself. The same dysfunction, expecting a better result, that is dysfunction. But it stopped. When you came in, it stopped. You were going to be the ones of the shift. And you would be often the ones of the seniors of the shift. You're starting to see something that perhaps you are not aware of. And that something is that there is a vast amount of young people, most of them the indigos we spoke of earlier, that are starting to grasp what is taking place on the planet and put that on their social media. Not only that, they're inviting comment on it by having that which they call podcasts. If you knew the numbers of those involved and those following, it would soften your heart, because you would start to see what's going on in the planet that's invisible to you in the paradigm of your age group. The ages tend to be interested in the same things, go to the same places, talk about the same things. An age group would not necessarily want to be part of the next generation or the former. And so you are not aware near as much of what is really taking place on this planet with the young people. They are starting to see the dysfunction, they're starting to see a larger truth, and they're starting to then get together and talk about it. That is the first sign that the snowball is really accurate. Planet after planet, we have seen these kinds of attributes. Usually what takes place is the generation that follows you decides to do their own thing that is different from what you did and actually cuts you off from it. In this particular case, the indigo generation is starting to emerge and they're finding a greater truth. That is the key. I wanted to let you know that because you're not aware of it. You don't listen to what they're doing. You perhaps even are not technical and want to know. That is typical of the generational gaps that are here. I am here to tell you what you're not seeing that's invisible to that which is your consciousness now. The young people are starting to awaken. They're starting to ask the same questions you did lifetimes ago. Is there something missing? Is it possible that there could be something called reincarnation? What does it mean? What is going on the planet that's different than what we thought? That's what's happening. That is so much part of the snowball. Another thing that I want to remind you of that you may not have seen in an accurate way, because almost everything that happens has its dark side, and you're seeing that. What took place when the war broke out? The war that you all know about, that had all of the earmarks of 1940, but still happened anyway, where neighbors that even spoke the same language are at war now. The darkness of the consciousness that wanted to reestablish Cold War parameters attacked the other country. And the whole idea was to bring it back to an area that they understood as the government. They understood it because that's what they had lived through, and this is what they were in charge of. And they could control it. They knew it so well. So why not start another war? Why not bring it back to this? And what they said in their reasoning was all of the countries would simply follow suit and come right back to that which they had in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. I want to show you what happened so that you will have an inkling of the snowball that's rolling. The countries did not fall into the pattern when the war broke out. They decided to unite as almost together as one, only with one or two holdouts in the world. And they said, we don't want this. We don't support this. You know, when Switzerland takes sides, the snowball is rolling. It never has taken sides in any war. It's always been neutral, not this one. What does that tell you about what I am speaking of, about the oneness and the consciousness shift of even the governments that are in place today, even the governments that are in place today that are not necessarily ones you would think of as ones of, with involved in light or a greater truth. Even they saw what was taking place. You see, this thinning of the veil affects humanity, not just light workers. The tools you're receiving are beautiful, and you're going to continue receiving them. But I want you to look around at the earth and see some of the grand changes that are afoot that maybe you did not connect the dots with. That was just one. Years ago, I told you you would get a new pope. This was not a prophecy. It was something that was in the works, in the field. The one who was existing was ill in certain ways. Not life-threatening ill, but brain ill. And he knew he would have to step down because he would not be able to run the church. And I reported that to you. And I remember the seminar that I did. 13 months later, you had a new pope. Now, there are some who would say, isn't that interesting? And there are others that say, is this part of a plan? It was part of a plan. For what the new pope decided to do that no pope had ever done before was to stop the abuse of children in the church. Did you see that consciousness arise or not? Were you aware that this was different? He was opposed. He still is. He will be a controversial pope in history because he challenged all that was sacred in the church to admit what had happened and have a desire to change it through love. This is only one or two things, dear ones. There's more. What about the consciousness that we have told you before of a system that would only elevate men over women, and women were subjective to do many things inappropriately in order to get ahead? This has been the way of it for hundreds and hundreds of years, and you know it. And it all stopped in its former form under your watch. Did you realize that? And suddenly now even high ones in government and even those who are movie stars are being held accountable for inappropriate behavior, even going to prison. Did you ever think you'd see that day? Ladies, this, any way you look at it, is the beginning of an elevated consciousness. Let me give you another example that we've given before. And I want you to think about this. Even when in the years that your country was being founded and the country that my partner is from was being founded, there would be those in a certain land, let's call it England, and it was time for them on a beautiful weekend day to go and have a picnic with their kids. And so they did. They packed their lunches, they got ready, they got dressed. Everyone was very excited. And they went to the tower to watch a beheading and have lunch on the grass. That wasn't that long ago. What has changed since those days? And the answer is consciousness. These are changes that are huge because they're a marker which differentiates hundreds of years from the next hundreds of years. This is the demarcation point of old thinking, of old consciousness, and nothing can stop it. There will be that which you've seen in your lifetime so far. Try to pull you back into where you were, and it just won't work. Get ready for a few more, but recognize them for what they are. Old consciousness that puts up with a lot of death, perhaps, where you wouldn't. Another, perhaps, conflagration. Not a full-spread war, but something close to it. And you'll say, when is this going to stop? I'll tell you, look at those creating it. They will all be seniors trying to recreate an old consciousness of control that they understand. They won't be young people. As this time of yours goes, and you start to lose with attrition, the old guard, you might say it, and the new ones start to come forward, watch what they're going to do. They understand a lot more than you did when you were their age. I'm going to ask all of you to be patient with them. You may not even speak their cultural language. They may have signs and symbols and things they talk about that you can't even understand. But what is going on here is the emergence of light. I wouldn't tell you this if I had not seen this before. I have seen this because other planets have had these kinds of choices. There are many, many Earths out there, more than you've even measured or found. Even in the thousands that you know about that are now planets in what you will call the temperate Goldilocks zone, and that means Earth-like in the temperatures and the gravities and the size with the sun that warms them like yours. Your science and your astronomy has discovered not life, but the potentials of it, because they have found Earths everywhere. Believe me, this galaxy is teeming with life. You are like the new kids on the block, because your life started several times here, didn't make it, was destroyed once or twice, had to restart. And so here you are, being looked at and viewed by those from the stars, ascended planets, non-ascended planets, all looking at what you're going to do next, because you're on the same cusp of change that so many of those were. Your physics is archaic. It will emerge soon. You're still pushing things around by fire. You're doing all of the things that they did as well until something happened. And I will tell you what it is. When this planet reaches the point where it will receive massive change of inventions in physics and not weaponize them, that's the shift. That takes a higher consciousness that is not one of war or conquering. You're almost there. You've showed this, even in the recent history you have. And so you are closer than you think to having a revolution of light, of having peace that is a real peace, of having countries look at each other that may disagree or have some skirmishes, but it'll settle out to understanding trade, to understanding the survival of an increasing population has to agree with each other and cannot survive without it. And then the inventions begin. Then the physics will reveal itself for energy for everyone, no matter where you are, for desalinization of water in real time without heat, so that no one is thirsty, including the plants around the world. Irrigation, easy. You have all these things coming. The eradication of some of your oldest, most potent and horrible diseases that are killing so greatly even today. If we told you that these diseases require low energy to survive on the planet, would that surprise you? Did you know that disease has frequency? You do too. So does your chemistry. If you have an elevated chemistry, if you have that which is what I'm talking about in the physics, if you have that which is the alchemy, disease cannot touch you. Did you know that? You almost become angelic. I am giving you truths that will show themselves long after my partner is gone in this incarnation. I've told my partner he will return. I even told him where he'll be. This also is something that will be more common to all of you, where you totally understand that you come and go and it's okay. Because what you're building here is going to change the fabric of your galaxy. That's why they're so interested in looking at you. That's why you're protected in so many ways. There is another story you don't know about. As you then become an ascended planet, there is a group of you who will go on to actually change another galaxy. There is a school, you might say, of ascended planets that comes together to do it somewhere else, to do it somewhere else. And in that, love is spread. It's spread around the universe by itself, not from the Creator's decree, but those on every planet doing it by themselves, lifting themselves up, you might say, by the bootstraps, discovering that which they didn't know before, and moving forward into love. That's a truth. It's bigger than you think. It's part of that which you knew when you stood there at the wind of birth before you ever got here. You might say that at your soul level you were saying, let me be in this shift as something that I want to do to prepare the planet for the next part that they're going to play. And this is why we tell all of you that at your last breath, there will be a revelation almost immediately to everything you've done. And it gives credence and power and understanding to the circle of 12 that I did, where there's an entourage cheering you on. That's not something we made up so you feel good. That's something that's happening. You can't stop love. You can't stop love. And the snowball is rolling. And those from the stars know you. And it won't be long before they introduce themselves and give a bigger story. And then there will be another kind of shift on the planet. Those who are afraid of them, those who understand their relatives are here. That's another kind of demarcation point. There will always be humans who will suspect everything, no matter what, until their last breath, until they reincarnate and see a bigger truth. Can you see how long this might take? But when you're on the other side, and there is no time, it doesn't seem long at all. You look at it all and you say, I can hardly wait to get back and continue the compassion and the love. And in the process, what happens is things get better here. It's easier here. And in the process, the issues and the problems of Earth, they morph into things which are more practical. How to make those things work which require a lot of logistics because there's more and more people. But in that, dear ones, These inventions we tell you are coming, they make it so much easier for you. That's what the snowball is to me. I am giving this to you in a way I've never given before, showing you a bigger picture than you've ever seen before, and letting you know how important you are in the scheme of things, because you're at the cusp of the shift, of the change. Your parents, they were simply repeating history. Your grandparents, they were simply repeating history. But you and your children, you are creating a new earth, really. A new earth that is not going to go down that same idea path even. We've talked about that when people ask, well, how can this be when there are so many spiritual systems here and they don't agree with each other and they've given us information and it doesn't even appear to be accurate, and what's going to happen? I will tell you, they're going to also receive a greater truth. They're going to be able to shift and be instrumental in showing others light. That's what they do. But they couldn't do it in an older energy because they didn't have a greater truth. And yes, there will be some who go to their grave who will say, this is the way it is. But when they come back, they'll know better. So there is an attrition rate as well of the diehards, you might say, of the ones who will not give up the old energy, who don't want to look at anything else but what they learned. Are you aware of who you are on the planet? You're the graduates. Take a look at the evolution of Earth in numbers of humans. 7 billion mark now. What was it 100 years ago? You say, well, half that many or less. But you are part of that or less group. And what about 100 years before that? You were here then too. What about 100 years before that? You were here then too. And what that means is you are the core group among those who are not the core group. So that means that you are that which has gone through the schools of Earth, the metaphysical schools of Earth, learning about sorrow, about grief, learning to get through it, until lifetime after lifetime you arrive at an Earth that has never had the number of humans ever. So most of them came from somewhere else. You realize that, don't you? From other planets. And this often is only their first or second time around. You are the ones who have the information of light. Now those indigos that we've talked about, they came along as your children, you might say, spiritually. And what they have then is your light imposed upon them. They have many past lives. They are old souls as well. They are simply another group of old souls. You still are the core group here. I speak now to all of those around the planet who are starting to understand that in a dark room, when one lights a match, everybody gets to see. That's you. I want you to take this home in a way that you perhaps didn't expect to. With this kind of knowledge of who you are on the planet, you stand a little taller. You know why you're here. You know you are seen by the universe and loved beyond measure. You understand your own spiritual magnificence, even as you go day by day doing the errands, the laundry, and the cooking. That's who you are. And it's important you start to integrate that which is the soul information coming right down to doing the laundry. And you can. And what I mean by that is that you are magnificent no matter what, whatever you're doing. And I want you to stand taller with that. And don't buy into what others say that you are or where this earth is going. They don't know. Of all people, you should, because you're the core. This, dear ones, is the state of the way things are, where this earth is headed, and your part in it. I wanted to save this channel for you, a favorite place of my partner, where gentle people live, who would understand it first. And so it is.